This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Liverpool was taking on Barcelona in leg two of the Champions League semifinal. They come away with a 4-0 victory, which pushes them on in aggregate to the Champions League final. And joining us now is a Liverpool legend, Bruce Grobbelaar, who was a goalie way back in the 1980s with the Liverpool, all the way to 1994. He joins us now on Tiki and Tierney. Bruce, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Tiki, it's brilliant to come on to your show after an epic semifinal. What a beautiful game at Anfield.
Yeah, I know you're here stateside. You're not over in Anfield. But how epic must that stadium or that arena have felt with that comeback? Because it seemed improbable after losing the first leg 3-0 to Barcelona.
Listen, when you come to Anfield, if you can dream that you're going to win, you must believe it, and then you're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
And what the players brought out for the Liverpool fans all over the world, and especially in that stadium. You can hear my voice is a little bit hoarse because I've been shouting at the screen at the 11th Street bar down there watching with the New York City LFC fans, and it was absolutely brilliant. I said on the radio this morning with Rodney Marsh and Tommy Smith, I said, if we get an early goal, we could take it to the next level. Barcelona didn't. They've got something in the back of their mind. When they went to PSG after a 3-0 home win, they went to PSG and they got beaten 4.
Yeah.
So it repeated itself because they played exactly the same game.
Yeah,
they came there to contain.
Yeah, you can't do that.
At Anfield, were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
The tactics were fantastic. The referee, I could say that in the first half, I thought he was their 12th man.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, he didn't give us anything.
No, he really did. But let me ask you, Bruce, having been in situations like this, I'm sure playing against some of the greats in your time, what should we say about Lionel Messi? He was invisible for Barcelona in this match. He was great in leg one. He had 2 goals and one off a set play that was ridiculous, but he was invisible today.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that the midfield actually contained him. We got a faster man in Henderson to get near him. Robinho was much nearer to him this time. And when Wijnaldum came on, what a revelation that was. You know, for him to come on and score 2 goals, fantastic. And then Divo Origi. And all I can say, the last goal, Trent Alexander-Arnold looked up, saw Origi in acres of space because the Barcelona defense had switched off. The goalkeeper was looking somewhere else, and he noticed that, put the ball in, and Divo Origi did the rest. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, no, it really was. He caught him by unawares. If you're watching us on CBS Sports Network, the 4th goal that Barcelona scored, Liverpool scored, the Barcelona defenders were facing upfield. They didn't even see it coming. We're talking to Bruce Grobbelaar, who's a Liverpool legend, goalkeeper, made 440 appearances for the Reds back in the early 80s and into the mid-1990s. Now, you're over here doing somewhat of a promotional tour. Liverpool is coming to Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park and to Notre Dame Stadium this summer. I know you've been over here for a while. You've come to the United States before. How is international soccer growing? Is it gaining some footing? I know I've gotten some more interest in it over the last couple of years or so, and even more so in the last couple of months. But is it growing the way that I think a lot of people expect it to?
Well, if you have a look at the supporters clubs, the new supporters clubs that have set up affiliated to Liverpool, official supporters clubs, all over the world, they are growing in many, many numbers. A couple of years ago, we went to Melbourne and we filled the Melbourne Cricket Stadium. It's near 90,000, and and they Liverpool have never been there in their lives. So here in the United States, we know that the soccer here is growing in immensely in the league, in the MLS and the USL. So it is growing in stature because Liverpool and many of the other teams have got fans all over the world.
That's true.
In America, you've got 24 official 24 official Liverpool supporters clubs.
Yeah, fan clubs.
And here in New York, you've got quite a few supporters clubs. And the 11th Street Bar was great. I'm over here on a promotional tour to get the New York people to Yankee Stadium on the 24th of July, where Liverpool are playing against Sporting Club of Portugal in the last stop of the three city tour. The first one going in Notre Dame against Borussia Dortmund on the 19th. And on the 21st, they play at Fenway Park against the oldest Spanish club in Sevilla.
Oh, so, nice.
Last one is here in New York City. I think it'll be a great end of tour
match
because they're coming to the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, you're right. And people love sports here.
Liverpool fans here tonight, that is not going to sleep for them tonight. we are jumping.
I believe it. Bruce Grobelaar, Liverpool legend, joining us after Liverpool's fantastic kind of come-from-behind victory against Barcelona in the second leg of the Champions League semifinal. They are advancing to the final against either Ajax or Tottenham. We'll determine that later. Bruce, let me ask you about MLS. Because soccer that we're exposed to in the United States is Major League Soccer. So the question is, does the United States need that for soccer to grow? Or is it more beneficial to latch on to some of the American stars that have gone international, like Christian Pulisic, who is currently at Dortmund, but I think got transferred. Yeah, I think he got transferred, but yeah. I can't remember where he is. What's more important for American soccer?
No, Americans that play soccer have gone abroad in Pulisic. Who we are tracking at the moment, Liverpool.
Yes.
We might actually put a bid in for him in the summer. And I'd love him to come to Liverpool, because once you become a Liverpool player, you're in a family and you never leave it, and it never leaves you. So it'll be good if it comes about that an American can come and play for us. First American played for us is Brad Friedel.
Yeah.
So he was one of our keepers, and it's great to see the American people going abroad and playing. But the MLS is growing in stature. It's bringing in a lot of overseas players, especially South American, Mexican. They are coming here. And some of the English players are coming over here.
Yeah.
Not only the older players, that like the Gerrards and the Beckhams and now the Rooneys. There are youngsters that have come over here because they were never given a chance in the UK.
Yeah.
So it is a good place to blend and grow your football. And for me, the MLS are doing a sterling job. I've said that once they get their quota and the league is up and running professionally properly, and there may be a relegation and promotion race, that will make your soccer even better. And I've also said that the United States national team, if you give the United States a sport to achieve in, they'll win a World Cup one day.
Yeah.
And I think in the next 10 to 15 years.
Wow, that'd be great. We'd love to hear that. Bruce, I have one more question for you. Obviously, we've been talking all day about how excited the Liverpool fans have to be after advancing to the Champions League semi. But they're also just a point behind in the Premier League championship to Man City, 94
for Man City,
exactly.
94 for
us. What's more important to Liverpool fans right now? Obviously, you want to do both, but what's more important, the Champions League championship or the Premier League championship?
Well, listen, if you asked any of the Liverpool fans if we finished second behind Man United by 1 point at the beginning of the season, they would have taken it in a heartbeat. because you're plus 19 points this season. So we've landed on 97 points if and when we win on Sunday. the race is not over. I said to Rodney Marsh, we will, if we've got three games left this season, that means that we're in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
And we have. We had three games. We've won tonight. I said the league is not over until the fat lady is singing. We've got 90 minutes there. Okay. Brighton are going to be playing to try and get up the league, because every place that you go higher, you get more money. So they are not going to lie down.
Yeah. No.
And the complacency that might set in with Man City might just be, oh, yes, we've already won the league. We're only playing the fourth last place team in the Premier League. Well, have a look what Arsenal achieved against Brighton last weekend.
Yeah.
1-0 up, and then they get the equalizer.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Miracles can happen.
Anything can happen. Bruce Grobelaar, yeah. I appreciate you hopping on with us. We're up against a break here. But the tour, the Liverpool tour, starts in Notre Dame Stadium. It goes to Fenway Park. It concludes at Yankee Stadium on July 24th in a friendly against Portugal Sporting CP. Bruce, thank you for joining me. Congratulations to you and your Liverpool Reds. I know it'll be a celebratory night over at Anfield. Appreciate you, Bruce.
Diggy Barber, thanks very much indeed. And all the fans, get yourself to Yankee Stadium on the 24th of July.
Most certainly. We'll put it out there. Be good, okay. Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.